Hello. Thanks for watching You Had Options. This episode, I have Puff, independent professional wrestler from Buffalo, New York. Great conversation. Fun person to talk to. Really enjoyed it. Check Puff out on all social media. It's Puff is God. Go follow Puff on Twitch. It's at Puff is God 69. Huh? Okay. And make sure to follow You Had Options everywhere. At You Had Options on Instagram, on Twitter. I'm thinking about starting the Twitch back up. I don't know. But the Twitch is at You Had Options.
And yeah.
Subscribe, rate, all that bullshit. Thank you. Thank you again, Puff. And enjoy. Thank you for joining me.
Of course. I'm here.
How are you? I like your studio.
Thank you. It's a bit in disarray right now. None of my stuff is where it should be. I was scrambling to send out packages yesterday. I had to dig into all my merchandise. I like to make all packages I send out a little personal.
Okay.
Throw a different array of stickers and whatnot in the packages, so I had to dig into other boxes I haven't been in a couple of days, or not days, in a couple, I don't know, it's been a while.
Do you ever slip a used Band-Aid or anything weird in them?
You know, I did throw something weird in. I sent somebody a shirt a couple of weeks ago, and I just threw one Metamucil pill in there with it, and I got a message, they're like, what is this? And I said, that's the Muse.
That's the Muse, man.
The Muse.
Are you a frequent Metamucil user?
You know, I'm not frequent enough. No. I need to start taking it religiously because it is truly one of the best. I'll back Metamucil till the day I die. That shit is incredible. It helps. You know what a ghost wipe is?
Go. No, please explain. Yeah.
You ever poop and then you go to wipe your rear end? And nothing's there.
Yeah.
You just had a clean ass poop. You just had a straight clean poop.
Didn't
even have to wipe. Oh, you always don't get too confident. Let me just say that. Don't ever get too confident. But, 100%. Fucking, you get a decent amount of ghost wipes when you're taking Metamucil.
Yeah. Yeah.
I back it hard. I need to take it more often. I don't even know where my Metamucil went, but I gotta find it.
Or you're giving away all your Metamucil tablets, you know.
I know. I keep sending them out to people.
Right. So, do you do a Twitch show? Like, what's the studio?
I do.
Nice.
That's why I got this. Oh, I can't even reach this wheel behind me. The neon Puff letters.
Hell yeah.
The light up. I got artwork somebody sent me, and I framed. But the only thing is that it's way too big. It's like 2 feet by 3 feet, and then the frame is huge, so
yeah.
It's not that big of a studio. So I got a lot of shit just on top of itself.
Yeah.
Pardon me. I've been doing this Twitch thing, and I don't play a lot of video games.
Yeah.
But the games I do play are like the Mario ones, like any Mario game, but like more like Mario Kart and Mario Party, like the multiplayer, the fun ones.
Yeah.
Because I suck at video games, so I just like to have fun. And those games are usually fun, even though I suck at them as well. But, I have a bunch of, I don't know which way to go, little Mario characters set up behind me. It's always in a mess, but.
Have you been getting a good response from your Twitch?
Oh, yeah. Especially, I'll have nights where I never plan things. I'm sure my Twitch would be more successful if I had a set schedule. I didn't just randomly stream at 2 a.m. but then I don't know if it would be my Twitch if it wasn't an absolute disaster.
Exactly. Yeah. Shoot from the hip. Was there somebody that inspired you to do a Twitch? Like, I know a lot of wrestlers are doing Twitches now.
Not necessarily. The thing was, when the pandemic started, I was going Instagram Live every night just to kill boredom. And I was talking to my buddy, fellow wrestler Stratos Fear from a promotion called Superkicked in Toronto. I would randomly go live and then he would always be watching. So I had him join.
Yeah.
And it ended up just being me and him talking for hours in the middle of the night on Instagram Live. And we did it for 2 or 3 months straight. Every night we'd just be like, "Hey, midnight, you want to go live?" And we're like, "Hell yeah." And we just talk about stuff or whatever. But then I just wish I had discovered Twitch sooner. That I started to see Effie and Ricky Shane Page pop up on Twitch. And I was like, damn. And they were making money from it. And I'm like, shit, I've been going live every night and I haven't gotten a dime.
Yeah.
So in October, I finally started using Twitch.
Yeah.
And the ball started rolling from there.
Hell yeah.
I went from just using my phone at a desk in my living room to I went down to my basement and built this whole little studio area. I have two monitors. Never in my life had two monitors.
Yeah, dude, you're like a hacker. Still kind of pointless.
Yeah. It's still dumb as fuck.
What's the wheel? What are some things on the wheel back there?
Oh, some things on the wheel. I have some prizes that are physical merchandise. A couple spots are Puff koozies, because I love a beverage.
Oh, hell yeah.
A puff can koozie for a drink or a beer if you're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
I got stickers and magnets, but then I have stuff I have a custom haiku spot. Ooh. Where if you land on there, I'll write a custom haiku about you. Puff promo, I'll cut a promo on someone. I have a bot that's in my Twitch chat.
Yeah.
That it's called the Butts Bot. And what its original purpose is that you set it to go into your chat and mess with people's comments.
Yeah.
So it'll take someone's comment that says "What's up, Puff?"
Yeah.
And it'll change something in their comment to the word butt. So it'll be that person will say "What's up, Puff?" And then it'll be "Butts up, Puff," or something that, or "What's up, butt?" or "What's butt, Puff?" So it just messes with it. But you can change the word.
Okay.
So it's not always butt. And I have, if you land on it, you can choose what the bot word is.
Ooh.
And currently in my chat, the bot word is anus.
Hey.
Not far off from
a lot
butt.
Of butt stuff, yeah.
But more uncomfortable, I'd say, than butt.
Yeah, so more anatomical. Butt. Yeah, for sure.
So randomly, someone will say, "Hey, what's going on, Puff?" And it'll be, "Anus, what's going on, anus, Puff?" It's not, like I said, my Twitch is a goddamn disaster.
Are there any, Wheel of Fortune, they got, bankrupt. Are there any, negative?
Yes. So my original wheel, I think it was a digital one.
Yeah.
And I realized it had too many negative options because I needed to learn. I still don't know a lot about Twitch and I've been doing it for months.
Yeah.
But I was doing it to up my sub count. I saw fellow wrestler Allison Kay was doing this thing where people would gift subscriptions and subscribe to her channel. Mm-hmm. And I only get 250 from someone subscribing.
Yeah.
And I thought a subscription costs $5. So I was like, they, So I was like, if you can gift two subs, that would give me $5 and it would pay for whatever. Like if you got one of the physical things, it would cover the shipping and the cost of the items that I sent you. And I was like, most of these things are at least a $5 value. And that's what I thought. But then I was realizing that each sub, like I'm getting $5 from two subscriptions, but subscriptions cost like $6 each.
Yeah.
But people were paying $12 and I'm like, oh, you only get a $5 value, or you're landing on something that just says, fuck you. Like this spot right here. So now I only have one negative spot on wheel now.
Yeah.
And it's still a pretty cool spot if you ask me. I just look at the camera and say fuck you to the person, but then I tell the whole chat that they all have to say fuck you.
That's
they land on the fuck you. But sorry if I'm swearing too much. Is this? Hey, are you
let loose? You know,
a blue podcast.
Let them fly. Yeah.
But yeah, the first wheel had a bunch of stuff, and I was like, shit, they're spending $12 just to have me say fuck you to them. I gotta not do that anymore. So then I changed the option to you can just donate $5 because there's like a donate option on Twitch.
Yeah.
Or drop 500 bits, which is like $5. But even the Twitch is terrible.
It's strange. Yeah.
Twitch is a terrible platform for the streamers. And if I have the privilege of being a white man, so Twitch isn't really coming after me.
Right.
But anyone else, Twitch is on your ass, especially if you're a woman. Twitch is super misogynistic.
Really?
Yeah, they're going after women for anything, dude. Now, everyone's all mad about hot tub streams and like girls on Twitch in their bathing suits. It's like, you want to see women in their bathing suits. Why are you upset about this?
Yeah.
You love seeing this. You're just upset that they're making money off of it? Like, I'll go on a tangent. But where was I going with that Twitch? Oh, they just screw people out of money. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I was saying. The bits, I thought 100 bits is like $100, but apparently when someone buys 100 bits from Twitch,
yeah,
$1.30. So they're like, Twitch has just always got to take its cut out of something, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's whenever I first tried to like start watching different Twitch shows, I was like, I have no idea what the hell's going on here, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, you got to follow, then you got to subscribe, then, like you're saying, the bits. Yeah.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. So, have you been able to start booking more actual wrestling now that pandemic's changing?
Yeah. The more and more I'm starting to put myself back out there again. Like, I was waiting. I waited a long time for once I got vaccinated. I'm still nervous about going out because now we got, like, multiple new strains of the virus that are going around.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm still a little worried, but people are less and less. Like, there's less and less masks out there and all this stuff. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure. I mean, things are going back to normal. I'm still a little worried, though. But I'm hoping it starts fading away and there's less strains that are coming. And, like, I don't know. It seems to be that these new strains are going after the people who are not vaccinated and are like like the same motherfuckers that never wore masks in the first place or thought COVID was a hoax or whatever the fuck. Let it take them out. Let it take them out. Get out of here, fucking pricks.
So you're up in Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
So I'm down in Alabama. So there's a lot of
Shit.
Yeah.
you guys haven't worn masks the whole time.
Oh, man. No, it's a... you know, it's like anywhere else, you know, it's like the major cities in Alabama were pretty...
Yeah.
Wearing masks and, you know. But, yeah. It's been wild, for sure.
Yeah.
It
really has been.
Yeah. I was watching your matches that are on YouTube.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Which ones do you see?
I watched the Lufisto one.
Lufisto's a good one.
Yeah.
Let me just say.
Yeah.
She called a lot of that match.
Yeah.
There's like, Lufisto is such a legend. She's just the best.
Yeah.
I miss her dearly. I haven't seen her in so long. Fucking stuck up there in Canada.
Mm.
But she's just a legend. She was at the building before anybody. And when we got there, she's just there chilling. And it was me versus her. And she starts calling all these spots to me. And it's like, I'm going to go to grab your nipples. You go to grab mine. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to grab
I don't want to do that. Yeah.
There's a lot of nips in that match. And then, oh my God, there's a spot where I kiss her. But she called it. But luckily, we wrestled in Montreal. And Montreal is a very progressive place because,
right.
Dude, when I broke her hold and kissed her in the match, the place immediately, like, I'm usually a big baby face. Like, everybody usually likes me.
Yeah.
But the second I did that, everyone was just like screaming, fuck you.
You pig.
And I'm like,
yeah.
This is the right reaction, but I'm so sorry. She made me do it. Like, yeah. They were just like, you can't do that now without fucking consent. And I was like, you are so right. It's just the performance, though. Please. This isn't me. She told me to do it. It was a good idea.
Oh, jeez.
And then, like,
that's great.
Dude, it was.
I love that. I love that reaction. I grabbed the
rep and I was like, she called it. I'm fucked.
Shit.
No, it was a good time. Lufisto was the best. And that match was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Especially that part. Dude, it was something.
Yeah,
that was a good time.
Like you said, she was calling most of the stuff. In independent wrestling, are the wrestlers the ones calling the entire match, or is there like somebody else, like a promoter, being like, "Oh, you gotta do this thing."
I mean, not to give away all that wrestling is, but I mean, the promoter wanted us, like, I mean, in the most part, the promoter picks the winner, but then the wrestlers usually have the creative freedom to do whatever they want in the match.
Yeah.
At least in my experience, I've never ran into a promoter that told me moves and shit that I have to do. And if I did, I'd probably leave. That's not my style. I'm not going to let somebody.
Like when you did your AEW Dark match, mm-hmm. Did it work the same way where you guys were?
Yeah, and in that instance, it's a little different because obviously I know there's no chance of me winning, and like, I don't know. People need to like understand their roles better in wrestling. Like I knew what my role was to make fucking the Butcher and the Blade look like badass.
Yeah.
Badasses. And I'm sure that's how it looked. I mean, I don't know. In that match particularly, I did feel a little, I might have done a little much, but I don't know, compared to other matches, I don't know. But I had a really good time in that match because I got jumped in the beginning and then I came in, beat up the Blade, fought with the Butcher a little bit, then he hit me with a move and I was just like, oh. First move you hit me with, I'm out of here. No way. And then other brother, fucking Cal Stu, lost the match for us. Couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. I was on the outside. I tried to get back in.
What a jerk.
I got to pick a better partner next time.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You're wrestling the Butcher and the Blade. Dudes with 40 combined years of passion and grit.
Right.
Dedicated to their craft.
Right.
And... it might be the same outcome next time I go up against them, but I'll put up a valiant effort.
Hell yeah. What do you call it? Do you have a name for the move where you wiggle back and forth?
Absolutely not. That's just me shaking my fucking hips.
I love it.
It's just me shaking my hips. I got quite powerful hips. Most of my power and strength in wrestling derives from my hips.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy that comes, the kinetic energy that comes when they start moving back and forth. And it's truly a sight to be seen, and a lot of people have fallen to the power of the hips.
Right. Yeah.
So well,
yeah, you got a strong trunk, you know, that mm-hmm. generates most of the power.
Exactly.
Man, how long have you been wrestling?
I've been wrestling since August of 2017, so almost 4 years now.
Damn. Wow. When you trained up in Buffalo?
Yeah, I started at some weird place that was kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
And luckily left there pretty quick once I realized it was kind of like carny and just like I wasn't going to progress anywhere in it. Right. And I was almost fine with it because I never planned on being a wrestler. I was just doing it for fun. My two buddies who had introduced me to wrestling in high school were training there, and I had just come to watch them.
Yeah.
But after a while, I just got in the ring with them, and they started to notice that that place wasn't going to do anything for them if they wanted to be wrestlers.
Right.
So they found a new school that had opened recently called Grapplers Anonymous in Buffalo. And that's where I train now. And they, like, looking at them and looking at me, they don't necessarily wrestle anymore, but they were two pretty built dudes,
yeah.
like athletic. And then you see me, this big fat dude. So they got the invite to go to Grapplers Anonymous. And I was just like, hey, can I come with them? And because you got to pass a physical trial to get into Grapplers. Yeah. And I came just to watch them train. But one of the owner of Grapplers, Mikey Every Night, took me aside and said, hey, man, I'm going to put you through this physical trial. And I said, oh, shit, I wasn't ready for it at all.
Yeah.
But I went through it and it was really rough. And I didn't think I had passed or anything, but I think because I just never quit and I did the whole thing,
right?
It showed something in me that let them let me start coming around more often. And like, I wasn't for the longest time. I wasn't in the ring training. I was just going there to work out and lose weight so I could get in the ring and train. And then I finally was able to get in the ring. After about 3-4 months, and from then on, I don't know, the ball started rolling. Pepper Parks, the Blade, started training there, doing these weekly trainings.
Mm-hmm.
And that really just elevated the skill level of everyone at Grapplers and got people to go out and start going to shows, getting their names out there and
yeah.
rocking and rolling.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. I follow Grapplers Anonymous on Instagram, and
oh, yeah,
it's like just seeing the people that train there and the wrestlers that they bring in for like classes and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's more on deck. Like it's really cool to see how the culture is progressed.
Right.
Especially Grapplers, just I don't know, it's like I don't know. Never mind. I don't know what I'm saying. I kind of lost myself.
Yeah. So how far are you from Toronto? Like a couple hours?
Yeah, like 2 hours.
Oh, man. So
from like downtown Toronto to my house.
Yeah. You guys are in a cool area of just wrestling like all around you.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful for like this, especially for the spot we're in because it's close to it's like a decent distance away from most big places, especially in wrestling in the Northeast too.
Mm-hmm.
But like I wrestled a lot in Canada and all different parts of Canada because of how like the close proximity to it.
Yeah.
So like, I wrestle in Toronto a lot, Hamilton, which is like kind of right over the border, only like an hour away, mm-hmm. and then like Montreal and Ottawa, Barrie, a town called Sarnia, just all over the province of Ontario,
yeah.
and then
yeah.
Montreal and Quebec.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right. Yeah. See, I'm in Mobile, Alabama on the Gulf Coast. So like
Mazel Tov.
Yeah. So we're near. Yeah. Thank you. So we're near New Orleans and they have Wildcat promotion out there.
Really?
Yeah. That's pretty
cool. I wanted to wrestle in New Orleans. I want to wrestle in a lot of places. Like, I like wrestling. Like, again, I never planned on being a wrestler.
Right.
So everything that's happened for me in wrestling is really cool to me just because it's like unexpected.
Yeah.
But I really love the traveling aspect of wrestling.
For sure.
And seeing different, like seeing places that I never thought I'd go to. Like, I never thought I'd be in Toronto, especially so often. And it's like a major city of like the world.
Yeah.
And it's only 2 hours away. And like, even before wrestling, I never even went to Canada, even though I'm only 10 minutes away from the border. But with wrestling, it gives me a purpose and a reason to be going over there.
For sure. Like,
making friends in Canada and seeing all of them. Yeah, and I'd love to like go down to Louisiana, especially. I'd like to go to New Orleans. I'd love to get. I gotta look into Wildcat Promotions or whatever because I'm trying to wrestle for somewhere in New Orleans.
Yeah, man. I think they'd be the one. They've put on some pretty cool shows I've been to. I don't know if you're familiar with the Alabama Doink.
Oh, I've heard of that. I don't know.
That wasn't them. That was a promotion in Mobile.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So if you want to fight in a Golden Corral parking lot, you know.
Oh my God, I couldn't think of a better place to wrestle.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Golden Corral?
Yeah, man.
I love Golden Corral. All you can eat steak? Come on.
Yeah.
I will drive to the closest Golden Corral right now and fight someone.
So you've been to Canada. Have you been anywhere else? Like any other countries?
No other countries. Yeah. Right, before the pandemic hit, I was thinking of planning a trip to the UK.
Yeah.
I wanted to go wrestle in the UK, but that ain't happening anytime soon. But I really want to go to Australia. Ooh. Australia's high on my list of places to go.
Yeah.
I got super into an Australian comedy group called Auntie Donna.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd like to fucking meet them in Australia and wrestle. Because they've done stuff in wrestling. There's a promotion called Melbourne City Wrestling.
Yeah.
And they were in some Royal Rumble for them. I was like, damn, that's so sick. That's what I want to do in wrestling.
Hell yeah.
The stuff that I care about in wrestling is bringing other popular things from the world into wrestling or vice versa, because wrestling is such a small little dot in comparison to the entire world and like the world of pop culture and shit.
Right.
And a lot of people get stuck in thinking that wrestling is everything, and it's not.
Mm.
So I like to expand what wrestling can be and where it can go, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So stuff like, bringing Auntie Donna into a wrestling ring is the stuff that I like in wrestling, doing stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like it goes back to like Andy Kaufman and Jerry Lawler.
Yeah.
Doing stuff like wrestling in Memphis and getting on the Tonight Show and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to do stuff like that.
Make
wrestling cool to other people besides just wrestling fans.
Yeah. Is there somebody in mind? Which I know you're a Bo Burnham fan. Would you want to?
Oh man.
Bring Bo Burnham in to a Rumble.
I could never see that happening, but that would be the fucking. I would kill myself after that, pretty much, because life's not getting better than that.
Be tough to top.
What?
Be tough to top.
There's no top of that. I mean, I don't really have anyone in mind necessarily.
Yeah.
I have an Adam Sandler themed wrestling show that I'd like to book.
Mm-hmm.
I need backers. I need money. So if you know anyone who's trying to sponsor some fucking crazy ideas that'll change wrestling for the better,
uh-huh,
tell them to hit me up, because I want an Adam Sandler themed wrestling show, and I'd like to get Adam Sandler there.
Ooh.
That's just one idea. I don't know, a lot of comedy based shit, like Eric Andre. I'd love to put Eric Andre in a wrestling ring.
Yeah.
And do some shit, or bring wrestling to the Eric Andre show. That would be, dude, that might be even bigger than Bo Burnham to me, but I don't know. Burnham Dude, I know Burnham's big right now because his new special came out, but I've been rocking for Bo Burnham for years.
Oh, he's great. Yeah, that new special is wild.
It's just it's a masterpiece. But yeah. Everything he fucking does is a masterpiece. Yeah. I said it about his last one, said about the one before. He's just a true genius in modern day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd like to do, I don't know. I could give you a laundry list of specific people I'd like to do. Danny DeVito. I'd like to, dude, my dream opponent, everybody asking my dream matches and shit. Like, I want to wrestle the Trash Man. That would be.
Ooh, yeah.
That's my dream match. I'd like to come out to the ring, accompanied by the Avett Brothers. I don't know if you know who the Avett Brothers are. Yeah. I love the Avett Brothers. They're my favorite band. I don't know what one of their songs is my vibe necessarily.
Right.
Even though all their songs are my vibe, I love their music. Just like I'm so used to coming out dancing and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you know their song No Hard Feelings. Mm-mm. But I'd love to come out to No Hard Feelings. But I wouldn't be dancing. I'd just be swaying.
Yeah.
I try and get the crowd. I want the crowd to cry.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I want them to listen to the music, listen to the lyrics, and just feel for a moment. Feel the emotion in the air while the Avett Brothers are playing No Hard Feelings, and I'm coming out to the ring.
I think you could do that, man. I think you could pull that off.
You know? I think so. I got a lot of crazy ideas that I want to start doing in wrestling. Once I start getting booked again, nobody's booking me right now, but it's like, whatever. Because I waited too long, and now... And I'll admit myself, I got a little out of shape from the pandemic and whatnot. And I just want to get back in good shape. And then it's like, I don't even care. I'll wrestle like Grapplers Anonymous forever, as long as I'm in better shape. But if somebody wants to book me and bring me in, I'll be available.
Mm. Have you ever wanted to do like deathmatch stuff or anything like that?
Absolutely fucking not, dude. Everybody's doing deathmatch. Honestly, I think a lot of it is a little disrespectful to the dudes who've been doing deathmatches.
Yeah.
Because, dude, during the pandemic, the only wrestling that was happening was deathmatch shit.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, oh, I want to wrestle so bad, I guess I'll do deathmatch shit. It's like, let the deathmatch dudes do deathmatch wrestling. They know what they're doing. They've been doing it for so long. I'm not going to try and impose on them, you know? Right. But, like... And like, I don't know, I think a big part of wrestling for me is like storytelling.
Mm.
So if I ever were to do deathmatch, I'd probably do one ever, maybe. And it would have to be against someone I really like. Like, it would probably be against Ricky Shane Page if he was down for it. Just because I love Ricky, and I definitely trust him to know what the fuck he's doing in a deathmatch.
Yeah.
So if somehow there was a Puffers Ricky Shane Page feud that went on a little long, it told a story, and then it ended in a death match.
Ooh.
That would be my ideal death match situation.
Yeah. Mm.
But besides that, I don't really have any desire to do death match stuff. I'll do hardcore matches all day long.
Yeah.
I'll put people through doors and hit them with chairs and ladders and stuff. Just glass and tacks for me are a little too much for me.
Mm. Oh, yeah. But
yeah. I just wrestled in my first... I had a no ring... no rules match.
Ooh.
I wouldn't call it a death match just because there was no like glass or shit like that, but it was no ring. It was on the 4th of July. And it was at this bar. It was outside, and man, it hurt a lot.
Yeah.
It was bumping on cement. I went through a door. It was rough, but it was pretty fun.
Do you feel like you're able to bring like mix your style of wrestling with when you're doing like a hardcore match like that? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like, I think my style of wrestling,
right,
I like to just think of it as fun.
Yeah,
and I'm always about having fun. So I don't know, I just fucking, I go out there and try to have a blast, and that's what I like. It was like, it was no ring, no rules, but I was still gonna have fun with it. Like, I was also wrestling Hot Dog Starks, which I don't know if you know who Hot Dog Starks is.
Uh-uh.
He's a man who wears a hot dog costume.
Okay.
And an American Beetle, who is a man who is dressed as a beetle.
Yeah.
In a big outfit. And so, I don't know, I just made it like, I don't know. Especially in that kind of match, I don't ever plan anything. I just let shit flow, let it happen, because there's so many different variables. I'm surrounded by people. I'm at a bar, so I'm going to let shit happen. If somebody's got a drink, I'm going to take it from drink, chug a drink. I literally, American Beetle had me in like a chokehold, and I was like fading until I grabbed someone's drink and drank it, and it hulked me up.
Oh, yeah. That's you posted a picture of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So just stuff like that, like Hot Dog Starks. It was the 4th of July, and Hot Dog Starks was at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest earlier in the day.
Okay.
So he had these, like, you know those clapper things they have at, like, outdoor events? You blow them up, and they're
like
two tubes.
Right.
You smack them together, they make a loud noise. I was like, yo, grab those, and let's have a lightsaber duel. And that's exactly what we did. And so, dude, somebody took a clip of it. Some dude who's like YouTube famous was there. Took a clip of us lightsaber dueling with these Nathan hot dog swords, and it got like 50,000 views on Twitter.
Hell yeah!
So shit like that. Yeah.
Hell yeah!
I just like to have fun.
Yeah,
dude. It was fun.
That's awesome.
I just started hitting fans with the thing. It was a great time. Like I'm all like. When I wrestle, my goal is for me to have fun.
Right.
Because I know if I'm having fun, the crowd's going to have fun, because that like radiates.
Right. Yeah.
Positive, fun energy radiates. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's my like outlook on wrestling, and when I wrestle, what my goals and plans are.
Yeah. You seem to, like you're just saying, radiate kind of like fun.
That's what I try to do.
It's good, man. It's working. It works.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever feel pressure to like try and make like a viral clip or something?
Not one fucking bit.
That's good.
Like, again, yeah. I don't plan that much into things. I know a lot of people. I mean, I don't think if you ever plan on something going viral,
right?
That I don't think that shit's ever gonna happen.
No.
Like, I doubt anyone who's like wrestling clips go viral ever thought like this'll hit and everyone will fucking love it.
Yeah.
So I just let moments happen, and if someone catches the moment on camera, that's cool. And if it goes viral, even better. But I don't know. Like, I didn't think that hot dog thing was going to be anything. And not to say that it went viral, but
right.
50,000 views is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't know. I don't plan my matches to ever have, like, I never plan on it getting like gift or get a clip to go viral. I just I just plan moments and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think, like you were just saying, it comes, if somebody is trying to go viral or whatever,
yeah,
it comes
It'll
off
happen
as,
naturally.
Yeah, it comes off as like disingenuous or whatever.
100%. Yeah. I never want any of my shit to be that way.
Yeah. Wow. We've been going for like 40 minutes now.
Man. How long do these podcasts usually go? Am I going over?
No. I usually do like in 50 minutes, an hour-ish. But yeah, there's no like set time, you know?
Mazel tov. Hit me with a lightning round.
I'm going to hit you with a lightning round.
Answers. I'll try and hit them fast.
No, and you know, with my lightning round, I like when people like, you know, you can answer quick or you can just like, expound.
Yeah.
You know. Okay.
For sure.
Here we go. What's your favorite croc pair that you have?
Oh, fuck. It's hard, but it's not hard.
It's like picking a kid. Yeah,
favorite. I have a pastel tie-dye pair.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. Mm. Tried and true, comfortable always.
Yeah.
They're just like my everyday ones. They're just comfortable and awesome. Pastel tie-dye.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, this is. I have to admit, this is a. I just bought my first pair of Crocs. Maybe a couple.
Just bought
ago.
Your first pair.
Yeah. Oh, I'm late.
Which ones did you get?
Late to the game. I got some blue. They're blue with a green line around them.
Oh, okay.
Let me see here. I'll show you.
For sure.
Here you go.
Oh, shit, you got the Croc Band ones. Those ones are nice.
Yeah, I like them.
That's a solid pair of Crocs right there.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I didn't realize that there's no, like, half sizes in Crocs.
No.
And so...
They're real shot.
Mm. So I do.
When it comes to that.
That was something I had to get used to. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. What's your favorite truck stop / gas station on the road?
Sheets for sure.
Yeah.
I think there was another.
Yeah, you're in Sheets country up there.
Yeah, Sheets 100%. I'm trying to think if there's any other options I'd say if Sheets wasn't available. Mm. I know I've always been like pro Sheets, anti Wawa.
Oof.
But Wawa is not terrible, dude. If there's no Sheets around, Wawa had, I love pierogies, and yeah. I recently discovered Wawa had a pierogi quesadilla.
Ooh.
That was really good. So I'm not going to knock Wawa, but yeah. I don't know. Sheets has always been there for me.
Right.
And I love Sheets.
Yeah. I like a Sheets, man. You know, when you're ordering the food. It's a great process ordering food there.
Mm. I love the made to order stuff. That option, just the fact that it's like 24/7 whenever you want it.
Yeah.
You like any hour of the day, you can order something made to order.
Yeah.
However you want it, whatever ingredients. It's nice at like 3 a.m. after you're stuck at a wrestling show all day to be able to stop somewhere and get like a hot sandwich or some sort of hot food rather than just some other bullshit.
Yeah. I've
heard Buc-ee's in Texas is really good. Buc-ee's, I've never been there,
yeah.
But I've heard it's like Sheets on crack. It's got like it's like Sheets, but a billion more options. So
yeah, it's like they're like the size of a Walmart. But yeah.
I'd love to go to a Buc-ee's, but I gotta get booked in Texas.
Texas, man, they got a Buc-ee's here in Alabama.
In Alabama, yeah. In Mobile,
yeah, man.
Dude, I gotta get booked in Mobile, Alabama.
I'll try and set you up with somebody down here.
tell him Puff needs to come to town for some Buc-ee's and to beat somebody's Alabama ass.
Hell yeah, man. The wrestling shows here, the crowd is definitely wrestling crowd.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Dude, I'd love to come be a bad guy at one of those shows. I'd love to come in and fucking wrestling is my Effie shirt, wrestling is gay.
Wrestling is gay, yeah.
Dude, just scream about how Trump is terrible.
Oh man, you might have to fight your way out of the building.
Dude, that's what I'd love to do. I want somebody to throw a battery at me.
Oh shit.
Bring back the fucking old days.
Yeah, man, be like a Road Warriors.
I want to get stabbed in the parking lot.
It could happen, man, at the Sims Community Center is where they have wrestling shows down here.
Perfect.
Oh man. What's the worst like dressing room you've had to experience? Ooh. Has there been a real bad one?
Ooh, great question. I wanted to think about that. I mean, I'd probably just no dressing room at all.
Okay.
Is the worst. Outside is always terrible, especially because it's always wet outside.
Right.
No matter what, it's always wet outside. So any outdoor locker room type gimmick.
Yeah.
Sucks. But nothing really comes to mind. Just like the absence of a locker room being outside. I'm trying to look through a list of. I have a bad memory.
Yeah.
But if I go to my list of matches I've had and like look at the places I've wrestled and think about the locker room situations at all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been fortunate enough to not have that many bad locker rooms.
Yeah.
But just like outdoor shows for sure suck.
Well, how many matches have you had?
Me, I've had.
What's your number?
I haven't kept up to date. Probably like 160 something.
Nice.
Total. Not that many. Oh, but yeah, somewhere in the 160s.
Hell yeah.
But
what's a so you go across the Canadian border a lot. What's your worst border experience?
Just when they pull you in and it's like, I know what I'm doing is legal. Like,
yeah,
for American wrestlers going into Canada, it's totally legal. You don't need any paperwork or anything.
Right.
So I know what I'm doing is right. And I got to a point where I was crossing so often that if they tried to ask me any questions, I was just like annoyed with them.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I was here last night. Can you fucking chill? Can you, does your paperwork not tell you? You got my ID. You guys scan it every time. Do you not keep track?
Right.
Do you not keep track? I was here 8 hours ago. I just wanted to sleep in my bed and now I'm back. Come on. I told you. And it's just like, it gets exhausting. And then they like, one time me and Kevin Blackwood,
mm-hmm.
The aesthetic crippler, the black arm bandit.
Right.
We were going to C4 in Ottawa. And like, it depends on the border guard you get. Like, this border guard, like, didn't know what wrestling was and didn't understand the fucking whatever. So they're like, you just got to go into immigration. And I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
It's like stuff like that where it's like, you're already running late.
Yeah.
And it's just like adding to it. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
So like, he pulled us in and we sat there for an hour and it's just sitting there doing literally nothing and waiting for them to just be like, oh, okay, you're good.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. I knew that before we walked into this goddamn building, we were good.
Yeah.
Assholes. That's pretty much it. Like one time, that time I remember I cut a promo sitting in immigration. I was sitting at the,
nice.
I was sitting on a bench in the immigration building and I was like, C4 wrestling. Canada's not letting me come. They're fucking keeping me back. I'm going to bust out immigration. I'll be there. I'm going to beat somebody's ass. Like, I got to start doing that more often if I fucking go to immigration ever again. If I'm ever allowed back into Canada, they're never going to open that fucking border.
No.
It's ridiculous how long it's been closed. Like, yeah. Bitch, I'm fully vaccinated. Let me in.
Yeah.
I want to see my friends.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So wait. If you try to go across, is the border completely closed? Or can you go and you have to, like, quarantine?
I don't know. They wouldn't let me. I tried to get in.
Yeah.
I brought my vaccine card. I was like ready to go. And they still say it was just for like, sorry, we got it. Essential workers. And they said that I would have needed to have a COVID test taken that day.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just a bunch of bullshit. I haven't tried to cross since, but it was just annoying and a hassle. And I don't know.
Yeah, bro, I am essential. Let me through.
Yeah, for real.
Do you have like a wrestling Mount Rushmore, or like?
No, I don't give a shit about any of these wrestlers, to be honest.
Yeah,
there's no wrestlers that I look up to. I just right. The more I learn about them, the more I hate them.
Yeah.
I like Mick Foley. Mick Foley's cool. He's the only one who seemed to have not been a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And he's still like cool to this day. I like Mick Foley. I like Sami Zayn. I like wrestlers who are like good people outside of wrestling.
Mm.
That's who I like. I like Sami Zayn a lot. Sami Zayn's real cool.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn, Mick Foley. I don't know. I like Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy
cool. Orange Cassidy's cool. Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. Especially like if you watch wrestling as a kid and you're like, oh man, I fucking, you know, love Razor Ramon. You know, it's just like,
yeah,
it sucks, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Luckily, I didn't watch too much wrestling as a kid.
Really?
I don't have too much of an attachment to it.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I'm just farting around, making it my own.
I love it, man. Yeah, it's funny. My buddy's dad has a church here, and he'll get
interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, it's weird, but he'll get like Ted DiBiase will come through, and like do talks, and it's weird how like old time wrestlers are there, how many are like now evangelical type people going around.
Yeah, I don't know. Religion and God is a really good crutch when you have a lot of guilt or bad things.
Ooh. Yeah,
you know, you can always be absolved in the eyes of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't know the fucking rules. They're all bullshit.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think that's a lot of people. The fucking Drake Wirtz, that dude, he just went from one vice to another. I'm pretty sure he was like addicted to drugs, and then now he's addicted to Jesus.
Yeah,
he's a crusader.
Yeah,
he's doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. And it's but it seems like all those like evangelical old time guys now, it's just like another work that they're doing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't want to make anyone upset or like that, but all religion is a work, in my opinion. Just because, like, and that, not to say I'm not like an atheist or anything, I just don't think anyone knows better than anyone else. No one knows what happens when you die, right. Blah blah blah. So don't go trying to say this shit happens and the only way it happens is if you follow these specific rules.
It's right. Like,
you don't make the fucking rules for me, you fucking asshole. I live by my own rules. Puff is God. That's what
Puff is God.
Puff is God.
Oh shit.
I don't believe in your shit. Oh, I'm God. And I suck. So what does that tell you about your God?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's my outlook on fucking religion.
I gotcha. Yeah. What's the most expensive shirt you bought?
Oh, man. What a random question. I don't know. I don't know. I try not to spend too much on shirts. Shit. Shirts
or like clothing item. What? Yeah.
Shit. I don't know. I'm a frugal man.
Yeah.
Spending $20 on a t-shirt is a lot to me. 20 plus shipping. It's gotta be a pretty dope shirt for me to pay full price.
Right.
On a t-sh. Damn, I don't know. Underwear is expensive.
It's true.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
Dude, underwear is getting real pricey nowadays. I didn't realize how much it was, especially for a big dude. You gotta go to the big man store to get some nice, comfortable, big underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Underwear is pretty pricey. Spending $20 on a pair of underwear is kind of shot, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know. I'm trying to think of expensive clothing I bought. I try to get deals. I don't shop what I want. I shop what I can afford.
Right.
And I can not afford anything. So I'm always looking at clearance shit and trying to make the best out of it. Yeah, I don't know. Probably $30.
Ooh.
Most expensive shirt. Yeah. That's the best I could do for you. I don't know. One time I paid full price for a pair of Crocs, I think. Yeah, I paid full price for a pair of Crocs and never got them.
What, you ordered them off the website or something?
Yeah, it was like a Croc Day exclusive. It was one with like three straps, and it was all these different colors. It was a really cool pair of Crocs, and they never made it to me. The package got lost.
Damn.
So Crocs gave me a coupon that was like free shipping plus 50% off your order.
Yeah.
So I bought a pair of Christmas Crocs that were full price, but I had the 50% off coupon. Damn. So they were half off. So still wasn't technically full price. But yeah. Most expensive pair of Crocs I ever got, I never got, and I got my money back.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, I am not. I'm not one for expensive things.
I feel you. What's your perfect pizza?
Oh fuck. Another good question. I don't know. Oh, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
There's a place in Buffalo called Macy's Place Pizzeria.
Yeah.
And they make absolutely insane pizzas. They throw fucking crazy shit on pizza. And they have a pizza that, I don't know, have you ever heard of a garbage plate?
Yeah.
The staple of like the Rochester area.
Yeah.
Where it's like mac salad and like a starch, whether it be home fry. I don't know what the original one is. It's like mac salad, french fry, hash brown, home fry. I think it's home fry is the original.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put burger or a hot dog or some sort of meat on there, and then you cover it all with the fucking Texas hot chili sauce.
Yeah.
These guys basically did that, but on a pizza.
Mm.
And it's the most fucked up thing you'll ever see in your entire life. Can I share my screen to you?
Yeah.
Host disabled participant screen sharing. No, I can't. You liar.
Hold on. How do I?
Won't let me.
How do I? How can I?
Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
I don't fucking know.
What are you gonna do?
Puff. Hold on. Allow participant. What the fuck?
This is great podcast content.
Damn it.
Hello, everyone.
Puff. Fuck. This is embarrassing, Puff.
Well, that's fine. It's just a picture of the garbage plate pizza. It's got mac salad. It's got tater tots on it.
Jesus.
It's got kielbasa. It's got this chili sauce. It's fucked. It's absolutely the worst thing you'll ever see. It should never be consumed by a human, but it is delicious.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I need to make a pilgrimage up there to get the trash pizza.
Dude, it is absolute trash, but it is delicious. Macy's Place, dude. If you ever follow them on Instagram,
okay.
Everybody who's listening, Macy's Place Pizzeria. Go look at their Instagram. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Just smorgasbord of fucking crazy shit on pizza, and it's delicious. It's insane.
Damn.
Macy's Place. Garbage plate pizza.
Shout out to Macy's Place. Yeah.
Yeah, I also just I love a nice pepperoni pizza.
Oh yeah,
cheese and pepperoni is ideal. I know there's a lot of controversy about pineapple and shit, and it's like I don't like pineapple on pizza. I haven't had a great pineapple pizza, so maybe I'm wrong. But I have no problem if you like pineapple on your pizza. I'm not gonna fucking tell you what you can and can't eat.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm. Damn.
People like to eat crazy shit. Just let them.
Just let them. Just, you know, tomorrow's not guaranteed. Puff.
Mind your own fucking business. Yeah. How about that? How about fuck you? Don't tell me I can't eat pineapple on pizza. You don't have to eat it. Fuck you. Period. I don't know.
Damn. To follow up the pizza question, what do you want on your tombstone?
This guy sucked. And that's it.
This guy sucked.
This guy sucked. That's my fucking off the top tombstone.
I like it.
Or the lyrics to, I want the entire lyrics to an Avett Brothers song. I don't know which one.
That's going to be an expensive tombstone, man.
Yeah. Just engrave the entire song. Spend $20,000 on the rock. Shit. I'm trying to think of something clever to have on my tombstone. I'm going to come. Put that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I love
it. Put that on my tombstone.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's my tombstone.
I love it. Well, do you have any closing thoughts or anything you want to tell the people?
In closing, definitely follow me on all my stupid social media.
Oh yeah, I'll plug you at the beginning.
All my social media is Puff is God, PUFISGOD, except for my Twitch, which is Puff is God 69. because you guys know he's 69.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, besides just following me, be nice to one another, you know? There's no point in being mean to anybody.
Yeah.
Don't be a fucking prick.
Yeah.
Don't be a racist or a bigot. If you see a cop on the, you can be mean to cops. Cops suck. It's not illegal for you to say fuck you to a cop. They'll probably be offended and shoot you because that's what they do. But yeah, be mean to cops. Make fun of them, belittle them. Do it from a safe distance. Or online anonymously. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Just don't be pricks, please. Man. We don't have time for that. Don't be homophobic. Don't be transphobic. You fucking losers. Let people live their lives. Don't vote Republican ever. Also, Democrats kind of suck, too. Burn the government to the ground, you know?
Yeah.
Except for AOC. She seems pretty cool. And Bernie Sanders, I like them, but they're probably secretly assholes, too. I don't know.
Man.
You never know completely about people. It'll come out of nowhere. Jack Black rules. Say what's up to Jack Black if you ever see him. Jack Black, there's an answer for any of the questions you ask that I feel like I have second thoughts on my answer.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Black.
Okay.
Jack Black is the answer. If you have another question that you want to ask me once this is over and you want to like Photoshop, do some audio work and like just say like, hey man, a famous person whose dick you want to suck, just just cut me saying Jack Black for sure. And yeah, Jack Black is great. Hopefully he's not a bad dude outside.
I hope not, man.
I don't know. Don't trust anybody, but be nice. There's my closing.
Okay.
Just be nice. Don't be hateful. Fuck the government, burn it to the ground. but not like the insurrection way. Like fuck Ted Cruz there. Okay. Boom. Right there. That's end it with that. Fuck Ted Cruz. He needs to be gone from the world. And Marjorie Taylor Greene. Fuck both of them. If you see him in the streets, punch him. Oh, Bill Cosby. Oh my god, dude. I got now I'm gonna start going off. Dude, if you see Bill Cosby in the street and you don't fucking punch him in the fucking face, you're a coward. That man admitted to drugging and raping women. Fuck him forever. Period. Don't let me talk anymore.
Puff, stay on for a second. But you had options, but you decided to talk to me, and I appreciate it.
Of course.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely.